Borosana shoe, yes. It's a shoe that was developed at the Borovo factory in Yugoslavia from year 1961 till 1969. The women on the production lines wanted to make a shoe for themselves that would not make their back hurt. So they hired an orthopedic surgeon who helped them place this ergonomic ball in this shoe that they have designed. They used it heavily, and then they kind of expanded the use of the shoe to the whole country. So they made two colors. A white color for women who were working in pharmaceutical industry, university workers, hospital workers. And then the navy color was there for blue collar women. And it created a class rift because people in the public sector had to wear them, which was mostly all the jobs available. I was always an admirer of this shoe. And in 2011, I made a trip to Borovo after the war. And we went and we excavated the original molds. Borovo agreed in 2012 to produce the shoe. This project, which I now call 9-hour delay, with the Borosana shoe would become the official shoe of the institution hosting the project. So all the women, like the women of Borovo, who kind of at the time really only used the shoe for labor, the women in the art institutions would use the shoe also as a clock. When they would put it on, they would work. When they would take it off, they would not work. We contract people to actually sign a contract saying that they will be conscious and that they will only be working in these shoes. So we collect these and publish it in our annual report. But that's what the Borosana is.